Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, now live to Washington, Senator Reid.
Best care. It was perfect. The unit that they have at Georgetown, George Washington, is just superb. Everyone treated the family so well. I was very impressed. And we're all praying for a full recovery. We're confident that will be the case. Take a couple questions.
Mr. Leader.
Pardon me?
Was the senator alert or conscious?
Whatever I say about his medical condition would not be enough for you. So I'm not going to talk about his medical condition. I saw him. He looked great. To me, he looked very good. But I'm not going to get into
Mr. Senator, Leader, how much matters for you, obviously, when you think about going forward practically, is whether or not Senator Johnson will be able to serve. Are you confident based on what you saw?
There isn't a thing that's changed. The Republicans selected their committees yesterday. We've completed ours. I'm a very busy schedule today going ahead and getting ready for the next year.
Have you talked to Senator McConnell about that?
Yes, I had a couple of conversations with Senator McConnell. I talked to him last night. I think it's appropriate to let him know. And I told him basically the same thing I've just said to all you today, in addition to, of course, the statement that Dr. Issel issued. So I think that I've kept him totally advised everything's going on. He was very thoughtful. That is, Mitch was very thoughtful and appreciative of my calls.
One last question.
My caucus, I sent a statement to my caucus. What did I say? I don't have it with me, but basically I just said I know you're all interested in Senator Johnson's progress. He's doing well. Barbara's doing fine. Here's a statement that was issued just a few minutes ago by Dr. Issel. Thank you all very much.
All right. Senator Harry Reid, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, ? And if you haven't heard this yet, there is a question about who the Majority Leader is going to be and which party is going to have the majority because of the emergency brain surgery last night on Democratic Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota. This illness with national and even global implications, with the Democrats having just grabbed control of the Senate by only one vote after their Election Day rout of the Republicans. If Johnson dies or cannot serve, the governor of his state gets to appoint his replacement, and the governor is a Republican. If he appoints a Republican, that makes a 50-50 tie in the Senate, and that would mean Vice President Dick Cheney would become a senator, in effect, with the power to cast any tie-breaking votes. It would also have implications for who the majority leader is, who runs the committees, and so forth. So you know what let's do? Let's open up the phones on this hypothetical. If it were to happen, and of course we have no idea yet about the condition of Senator Johnson, but let's not fool ourselves into thinking that this is not a relevant question right now and that the wheels aren't turning in Pierre, the capital of South Dakota, not to mention in Washington. What would be the right thing to do? Johnson is a Democrat, obviously. The Democrats just won big in both the House and the Senate on a national basis. There was a trend more toward the Democrats in South Dakota, but they had no statewide elections this year. There was a slight pickup of seats in the state Senate in South Dakota by the Democrats. But the law is that the governor gets to decide. And so the custom is that that's just a prerogative of the governor. And when you're electing a governor of one party or another, you are giving the governor that power. That's part of what the democracy is. It's like giving the president the power to select a Supreme Court justice, no matter what the country may think at that particular moment. So what do you think here? And if you're a Democrat, and we know we have mostly Democrats in the New York City area, if the shoe was on the other foot, what would you have a Democratic governor do? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls in a minute. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.